The following is a talk given by His Holiness Jayapataka Swami on March 27, 1999 in Sri Mayapur in India. The talk was given during a Vyasa Puja ceremony.
You're all guiding us in many ways. One sense, the paradigm of the kind of zonal guru is very easy. Everybody is one guru disciple. Gaudiya Math has stuck with that system and made one acharya. But then because the different acharyas keep changing, either because they leave the world or other reasons, then in one ashram you have got still disciples of many different gurus. Even at one point, one guru had all the other disciples of the other gurus sign an affidavit that they would never ask to be in any position of responsibility in the ashram of the Gaudiya Math. Only the disciples of one particular guru. So it became like a political thing. Whose disciple you were meant you could be the temple president. Such type of things are going on in Gaudiya Math. That's why some of the members in the Gaudiya Math who are of the disciple who are not allowed to have any position since they were of the wrong guru, like guru apartheid. They came to ISKCON. They asked their guru, what should we do? We're your disciple. We can't have any service here. Can we go to ISKCON? He said, you can go wherever there's pure bhakti being practiced. I have no objection. So most devotees in ISKCON don't know what's going on outside of ISKCON in Gaudiya Math. We know here because we live here. We see it every day. And Prabhupada told us, see what they're doing and learn from their mistakes, and don't make the same mistake. So, also we're learning from our own mistakes, but we have to evaluate properly what is the mistake, and then come with the proper solution. As a family, if we all take up this responsibility that we need to carry on Prabhupada's legacy, His teachings into the next millennium, the next 10,000 years. He wanted Krishna conscious movement to give Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's message to everyone for 10,000 years. And very quickly he wanted it to flood the whole world and put Kali on the back burner, put Kali on vacation for the next 10,000 years. Kali is an expert in argument, in envy, in fighting. So he will try to create confusion. Just after I made the offering to Prabhupada, or I was offered the prasad, internally I was also offering, so it was going on simultaneously. Then someone came and handed me, didn't hand me that, just Dairam showed me that the Calcutta president has gone to court against all gurus for his Riktik thing. So this is a Vyas Puja offering. So this is Kali. This is a repetition of Gaudiya Math. They went to court to have one of the gurus declared as acharya, and now the Riktik people have gone to court to have Prabhupada declared as acharya, present acharya, not founder acharya. So, like this, confusion is there in people's minds. But amongst ourselves, we shouldn't be confused. We should be very clear what we have to do. We should work together as a united family in our Krishna consciousness. Be very clear about what Srila Prabhupada, what Lord Chaitanya wanted. Actually, even the time of Lord Chaitanya, there was confusion amongst certain devotees. And that's why Lord Chaitanya gave the order that Siddhanta Niya Nakoroho Alat, that regarding the conclusion of Shastra, you should never be lazy. You should know very clearly what is the conclusion of Shastra. This Krishna consciousness movement is not a sentimental movement. It's a movement based on Siddhanta, based on philosophy, and we have to be very clear about what is our philosophy, and we have to practice it. So, on the eve of this Vyas Puja, I was, in English you just say you, but in Bengali and in Spanish, a number of other languages, there's two kinds of you. There's the respectful you, and there's a familiar you. In Bengali it's apuni, it's the respectful. In Spanish it's called usted. And the normal, that's a familiar, is called tumi in Bengali, or it's called tu, right? In the Spanish, tu. Tu and tumi. So very similar. Because actually Spanish is coming from Latin, which is coming from Sanskrit. So I told them, you're not Latinos, you should actually be called Sanskritinos. All coming from Sanskrit. So, that's another topic. The point is, how Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakur used to call his disciples as apni, which is respectful, because he would see them as representatives of his guru. That in order for him to do his service, guru has sent disciples. So then, he would respect them by the word apni, formal you. And how, that's something very special. Of course, in English it's just you, so it's hard to express that. Because in Bengali, if you tell somebody, apni kamonachan, how are you? Then they get offended. They say, no, call me tumi. I'm your servant, I'm your disciple. Say tumi. Treat me as inferior. Or equal. But he stuck to his guns and kept calling everybody apni. Because as a spiritual master, we have to keep also in the proper consciousness how to see disciples. Actually, all the disciples belong to Krishna. And everybody in ISKCON belongs to Krishna, Lord Chaitanya, Srila Prabhupada. As a guru, one is also a caretaker. He is responsible to bring the disciple back to Krishna. So disciple doesn't belong to the guru, really. Belongs to Krishna. But for some time, I had to guide disciples until I can bring them back to Krishna. Prabhupada said once that a guru can bring the disciple back to Krishna in the spiritual world, then basically his work is over. Still he remains as an old friend. So some relationship is still there. Although the need, Krishna has many assistants there. So depending as one of you, some of you may be gopis, some may be sakhas, some may be servants, some may be like mothers of Krishna. So according to the guru has to say, okay, you have to go with Yasoda, you have to go with you're in this one, you have to be on the Induleka, you have to be, just kind of give you where you have to go. You don't have to worry about that too much right now. Right now we're just trying to keep people from forgetting that they're the spirit soul, because we continually think we're the body, We had to keep people from breaking the four regular principles. We had to get people from leaving their general practices of devotional service and their service to Srila Prabhupada. Once we get them in the spiritual world, then work is complete. Even if I'm not qualified to get back, if one of you become qualified, then in order for me to do that service, we saw that even Dhruva Maharaj's mother got back, so I would get a free ticket to go back. So, primarily here we're concerned with how to keep all the disciples busy in devotional service, to see that they get the training needed to avoid committing offenses, to be able to be rendering spontaneous service naturally. So like that, as a spiritual family, Narahari Thakur said, well, what happens if many devotees give conflicting advice to their, who do you listen to? So then if you listen to your initiating guru because he's finally the most responsible. But so if there's not a conflict, then of course you listen to your father, you listen to your uncles, you listen to so many people. It's only if there's a conflict, then you listen. Of course, if the guru, everybody's father, grandfather is Prabhupada, and so we all take the vow that we'll only guide people in following Prabhupada. You see, if I ever go crazy and tell you don't follow Prabhupada, then don't follow me. But I hope that never happens. I don't have any intention for that to happen. I pray every day that I may never go crazy like that. But since we have seen some people go crazy and tell people don't follow Prabhupada, they get frightened. That may never happen to me. How did such an insanity happen? So this is our training to devotees. We're a Guru Parampara. Today we're observing Vyasa Puja. There are some gurus in Bengal, they say, you don't need to follow Vyasadeva. You don't need the Vedas anymore. It's too difficult to follow all those scriptural injunctions. Now I'm here. You can just follow me. Such type of bogus people are there. So what was the use of having a Vyasa Puja for such a guru when he's rejected himself yesterday? So Vyasa Puja meaning is that we are accepting the principle of Guru Parampara. We're accepting that we're following guru because he's representing the previous gurus. If the guru ever ceases to follow previous gurus, he's not guru, according to our definition of Guru Parampara. Similarly, a disciple needs to follow the guru and follow the Guru Parampara. Different disciples seem to have different expectations. That's why I mentioned that day after tomorrow we want to discuss that. Tomorrow maybe we get everybody's written idea of what their expectations are, what they need to have a strong guru-disciple relationship. Sometimes some disciple says, I'm not satisfied, I'm not getting what I wanted. You know, they don't say exactly what they wanted, but we need to be very clear. So far, I never heard that from one of my Indian-based disciples. But we want to be very clear what it means to be a disciple, what it means to be a guru. We should be clear. We should try to do our duties in the most responsible way. What it is like to be a family member, to be a Vaishnava. That we want to be perfect Vaishnavas, first of all. Want to be a devotee and live as devotees. So, as someone mentioned, we want to preserve the Guru Parampara system in this discussions with the GBC. We raised the point that Prabhupada showed us a certain way of doing things, this very dynamic way of preaching, Guru Pujas, and various kinds of worship systems, very public, very congregational. But in the discussion over what should be the system in ISKCON, examples are given like Madhva Acharyas, they sit on a little wooden seat, people come in and they give them the akshat, the rice with the turmeric. Different schools, they have different systems. So that example, since those gurus can sit on a one-inch seat, so maybe in ISKCON all the gurus should have a one-inch seat. And this way they can... Or no seat, ours no seat, so... It's how to apply the principle. I'm in the bad books of many devotees, they say I have got too high a guru profile. I'm simply trying to follow in the footsteps, not imitate, but follow in the footsteps, follow the instructions that Prabhupada gave in trying to preach Krishna consciousness. Yesterday we were in Bangladesh, day before yesterday. 70,000 people came to, it took prasadam in the festival, and 100,000 participated. Somebody this morning said, oh, you gave initiation to 70,000 people, you're a real hero. No, no. I didn't give initiation to 70,000 people. They were at our festival. They misunderstood what you said, Maharaj. Maybe some people took initiation, but only a small, much, very small amount compared to that. But in Bangladesh, people, they respect, they know that sadhu's foot dust is something very sacred. You see, so not only me, but every devotee, they are grabbing their feet. I ask Sri Prahlad Das and his wife, Rukmini Priya, did they touch your feet? They say, yeah, everybody's diving on our feet. So you don't have to be a guru there to get someone to touch your feet. If you wear tilak and look like a Vaishnava, you better watch out. They're going to go for your feet. You have to wear rubber boots up to the neck practically to escape. This is the tradition, because they want to get some mercy. Of course, when we're doing puja, there's a system, or ladies, they're not supposed to touch the feet of a sannyasi. So they're going to bring some silver shoes here, which they want me to wear, and then all the ladies, anybody want to touch the feet, you can touch that. The dust will be there, the same dust, no different dust, exactly same dust, you know, so you can get the same dust. Otherwise, if the sannyasi gets touched maybe by many women, then maybe he loses his vision about what sannyas life is or something. There's some system with some tradition we had to follow. So Lord Chaitanya, he followed this system very strictly. So like that, I've been trying to follow this system. I live in Bangladesh, I live in India. We have a way of doing, when I go in South India in somebody's house, they bathe their feet, they put kumkum, they put sandalwood. I have to ask them to take off the kumkum because it makes my dhoti red. This is our system. We're following a tradition handed down. But some people are feeling that that's too much to do in ISKCON and publicly. I personally don't agree. I don't agree that that's not should be done in ISKCON. But I agree not to do it, to be a team player, to do it in private, because ISKCON and GBC decide. And I respect that many of my God brothers and many devotees, they also agreed to follow the ISKCON system. And they didn't like it that publicly these things are being done. So, we'll see. We have to come up with new ways of associating with each other. I'm writing a letter to all of you. Personal letter. So many of these things I'm explaining there. So I'm not going to go too much in detail here. But one interesting thing was told to me by Hari Vilas Prabhu. He told me, well, instead of doing a big puja, why not, whenever they arrive in the temple, you give your greeting address, and then all the disciples and devotees, whoever wants to, they can offer you a homage. So every visit to a temple becomes like a mini Vyas puja homage. But that's alright, we don't mind that. We don't want this pujas. Homages are good. I said, well, that sounds more than a puja. Just, you know, washing the feet is something, what's that? But if everybody stands up and glorifies somebody, that's something much bigger. But he said, no, we don't mind that. We don't want the pujas. So, that, interestingly, okay, I saw that's very interesting. Maybe there's different ways of expressing. Maybe it's even we can come up with newer and creative ways how to express our love for each other, how to exchange our sentiments and for each other without relying so much just on these big festivals and pujas. This may be this according to the rule, this will be the last super big Vyas puja, so that we can think of other ways. The point is that the love that devotees have. I was sitting when Prabhupada was in Mayapur here. and Gaurpanima festival, he says, I am an elderly Indian, and at that time all of the devotees were mainly foreigners from America, Europe, different places. So you are all different young people from foreign countries, from various countries, normally different age groups, different cultural backgrounds, different nationalities. They don't have such close ties. But how is it that all of us are so close together? So this is a proof, he said, because it's all spiritual. It's nothing to do with material. And he started, was crying, and we were all crying. And I also feel like that. Maybe we're together here, we're different backgrounds, maybe from our birth, different nationalities, or different, now I'm Indian, of course, but whatever, maybe different birth, nationality, or different people here from different countries, from all over the world, and not only my disciples, but other devotees who are also very close with me, and I'm very close to them. And to me, the words of Prabhupada are ringing in my ears, that this, if there is this type of relationship where devotees, without any reference to any material thing, it's very common, people of the same village, people of the same country, people of the same language group, people of the same age group, people who, okay, they can mix together, but if we can have close relationships, if we can have loving relationships, if we can have a unity, even amidst all this diversity, that's only possible in a spiritual platform. So on one hand, I feel very much responsible for all the disciples who have taken initiation because they've taken vow, and I'm also responsible, final responsible person. Maybe I'm thinking, well, many others are there to help, so it's not so much on me. But ultimately, the buck stops with me, and I'm responsible, so I want to take more of a proactive way of ensuring that everyone is being properly taken care of to whatever extent I can. Although I have to depend on, and I am depending on, my disciples and my godbrothers and my nephews and nieces who are training them all over the world. Anabha leaders, to whatever extent I want to see that, ensure that everybody's getting that. My, apart from that, that link is also spiritual. It's not a material link. But apart from that, the other siksha links, sometimes siksha disciples are coming and doing more service, more enthusiastically than even the initiated disciples. Sometimes initiated disciples think that, well, like, somehow by taking initiation, now my guru owes me so much. He has to get me married, and he has to get me a place to stay, and he has to love me and care for me all the time, you know, even if I don't do my service very well, it should never be heavy with me. And I got a letter from somebody who did a very nice service I appreciate very much, but I gave a few comments that the service should have been done better in a certain way, and they said, I don't feel loved for and cared for by you, maybe you're not my real guru. This is Kali Yuga. Actually, when Vibhishana came over to see Ram, then they said, how do we know you're not a spy of Ravana? What's the proof you're not a spy? You're just coming here and you trick us and you want to create some problem. And then Vibhishana said, I vow, if I am not coming to you sincerely, if I am not what I say I am, then let me be born a Brahmana, a guru in Kali Yuga. The Brahmana means the guru of all the Varnas. Let me be a Brahmana in Kali Yuga. They said, wow, he made such a heavy vow. Okay, he must be true. Nobody wants to be a Brahmana in Kali Yuga. Nobody listens to the Brahmanas. Everybody knows in all the other Yugas. Nobody listens to Brahmanas in Kali Yuga. Nobody listens to the Guru in Kali Yuga. So to be a Guru or Brahmana in Kali Yuga means very difficult. So he must be telling the truth. You wouldn't wish that on your enemy. So being now in Kali Yuga, somehow or another, I'm very grateful for all the disciples in spite of my not being able to care for them very well, in spite of my not being able to be with them all the time, in spite of my not being always a perfect example that I should be, could be a better example. In spite of so many problems, somehow you're still here, and you're still disciples, and you're still serving Prabhupada, and I'm very, very grateful for that. And what else can I say? But of course, I would like to see, in spite of this Kali Yuga, in spite of a difficult time, that we can rise above even Kali Yuga by Lord Chaitanya's mercy. This is the golden age, so let us be golden time also for us. That we can actually work together in this most loving way and bring come closer and closer together. I want everyone to be close to Prabhupada, closest to Prabhupada. I want to bring everyone close to all the Vaishnavas and ISKCON and all the disciples to be close to their, to me, a spiritual mind disciple close to me, and all disciples close to their gurus. In this way, to make ISKCON the ideal family that Prabhupada wanted. For that, I need your cooperation and help and your patience, that we're in a society where we have to work as an integral part of the society. We don't want to be a separate, we may have our own little sub-family here that we work together, we help each other, that will go on. But we're also a joint family, we have to think of the greater family members also. And we want to fulfill Prabhupada's dream of make ISKCON the perfect society for helping people get back to Krishna society. He said even if ISKCON has so many problems, he said that, what's that English saying? Oh my country, with all your faults still I love thee. Huh? England with all thy faults, I still love thee. So Prabhupada used that, or ISKCON with all thy faults, I still love thee. ISKCON ki? Prabhupada ki? You see, so maybe, see that, Jai Pataka Swami with all thy faults still. In any case, I told you, I didn't have a warning on this, so I'm just speaking things from the top of my heart. If I would have had an hour or two to think about it, probably would have been more coherent. But these things are on my heart a lot these days. And I'm really grateful for all my God brothers and God sisters for tolerating me in trying to fulfill Prabhupada's vision the way I understood it, the way I understand it. I was acting in a certain way. Maybe my profile was considered to be too ostentatious or something. So now, in ISKCON, we're going to have, by law, a lower profile for everyone. So within that environment, we'll see how we can function. I'm still sure my profile will be too high, but even within the... Anyway, we'll discuss that tomorrow night about all the GBC rules. And come up with some consensus, okay, everybody's input, how we can do this better, how we can preserve our faith and relationship and build up Prabhupada's position in the best possible way and follow the GBC's guidelines for this year as ideal members of ISKCON. I take it as a challenge, you know. That no matter what rules they give, we're still going to be able to develop our guru-disciple relationship, and we're going to be able to have a tighter ISKCON, you know, as long as it's according to scripture, then I don't see any problem. So anyway, I think I went over my 10 minutes.